We do thank the Lord for gathering us together again this evening.
感谢主，今天晚上再一次聚集我们在一起。
Will you please turn to 1 Corinthians?
请我们一同来看哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
Chapter 12.
第十二章。
Verses 12 and 13.
第十二节十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 12 and 13.
哥林多前书第十二章第十二十三节。
For even as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of the body being many are one body, so also is the Christ.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体。而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。
For also in the power of one Spirit we have all been baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether bondmen or free, and have all been made given to drink of one Spirit.
我们不屈是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。隐喻一位圣灵。
The Book of Acts, Chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Just the first two verses.
我们来读头两节。
I composed the first discourse, O Theophilus, concerning all things which Jesus began both to do and to teach.
提亚菲罗啊，我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的。
Until that day in which, having by the Holy Spirit charged the apostles whom he has chosen, he was taken up.
直到到借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒，以后被接上圣的日子为止。
The letter to the Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 22 and 23.
以弗所书第一章第二十二、二十三节。
And has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
以弗所书第一章第二十二、二十三节。又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
May we look to the Lord in prayer.
让我们一同祷告，仰望主。
Dear Heavenly Father, we do want to praise and thank Thee that we can gather together unto the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.We thank Thee because we know that where His name is, there is His presence. We thank Thee that we are in Thy presence, and we do look to Thee to speak to each one of us. We ask Thee to open our understanding, open our eyes, open our ears, open our heart, that Thy word may fall into good ground, and will bear fruit a hundredfold unto Thyself.
Amen.
We commit this time into thy hands. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. This is the second session of three sessions.
今天晚上是我们这三次聚会里面的第二次。
We feel that it is of the Lord that during these three sessions,We would like to share together on this matter of the church.
我们觉得是主的心意，要我们这一次一同来看主的教会。
Last Lord's Day, we shared together on this matter of the birth of the church.
上一个主日，我们看见到教会的诞生。
And this evening, we would like to share on the meaning of the church.
今天晚上，我们一同要来看教会的意义。
And God willing, tomorrow morning, we would like to share on the expression of the church.
如果神愿意的话，明天早上我们一同要来看教会的彰显。
As I have mentioned last time, that when we approach this subject of the church,
上次我已经提到，我们要来看教会这件事的时候，
there is something that each one of us must do.
我们每一个人都需要做一些的事。
We have to lay aside all that we have known of the church.
我们需要放下我们自己对教会的认识。
We have to lay aside all that we have seen and heard about the church.
我们以前所听见的，以前所看见的，我们都应该放在一边。
That we may return to the word of God and see what the church really is.
叫我们能够回到神的话语当中来看什么是教会。
Because the church that we see and hear today is so different from the church of the Word of God.
因为我们今天所看见、所听见的教会和神话语里面所讲到的教会是那样的不同。
We mentioned last time that church is conceived in the heart of God even before the foundation of the world.
上一次我们已经提过，在创世以前，教会就是已经在神的思想里面的。
So the church is not a product of history.
所以教会不是历史的成果。
It is not something that is molded and fashioned by time.
不是一些经过时间磨成或者说是铸成的东西。
It has its beginning in God Himself.
教会的开始乃是在神的里面。
It is eternal.
是永远的。
It is a mystery that has been hidden in God throughout the ages.
这是一个奥秘，历世历代隐藏在神的里面。
But now we do thank God that it has been revealed to us.
但是我们感谢神，现在这一个奥秘已经向我们显明了。
In other words,
换句话说，
we do not know what the church is until we are revealed.
我们没有可能知道什么是教会，除非是神启示给我们。
What we have seen and heard of the church.
我们对教会关于 所听见所看见教会的事。
Is it a result of revelation?
这是不是应作启示而得的结果呢？
Or do we know the church without the need of revelation from above?
或者是我们对教会的认识是没有从上面来的启示呢？
If we know the church without revelation,
如果我们没有启示，而我们说我们认识教会的话，
That knowledge of the church must be false.
这个对教会的知识非定是虚假的。
Because the only way to know the church is by revelation.
因为认识教会唯一的方法就是借着启示。
Revealed in the word of God.
借着神的话语。
And revealed to each one of us by the Holy Spirit.
也是借着圣灵向我们每一个人显现。
Then the church becomes a reality.
然后教会对我们就能够成为实际。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
I will make the same request this evening.
所以今天晚上我又要向你们做同样的要求。
Let us start from the very beginning.
让我们从起初来开始。
Because the will of God is revealed to children.
因为神的旨意是向他的儿女显示显明的。
And it is hidden from the wise and the prudent.
向着那些聪明通达的却是隐藏的。
So we need to humble ourselves as little children.
所以我们要谦卑像小孩子一样。
Acknowledging that we know nothing about the church.
我们承认说我们对教会一无认识。
Then we are able to return to the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit to know what the church really is.
然后我们就能够回到神的话语里，借着圣灵的启示，我们一同能够认识什么是教会。
Now this evening we would like to share together on the meaning of the church.
今天晚上我们一同要来看什么是教会的意义。
The very word church in the Greek original.
教会在希腊文原文里面。
That word is ecclesia.
就是 ecclesia.
Ecclesia comes from ek and klesis.
Ecclesia 就分成两份 ek and klesis.
Ek is out of.
Ek 就是从什么地方出来的。
Klesis is a calling.
Klesis 就是说蒙召的。
So the very word means those who are called out gathered together.
所以教会的意思就是那些蒙召出来的聚集在一起。
You know, during the old days,
你知道在以前的日子
among the Greeks,
在希腊人当中
they use this word ecclesia.
他们用这个 ecclesia 这个字。
And this word is applied to the assembly of the citizens of that city.
这个名词就应用在那个城市里面的市民。
There is a call to all the citizens of that city to assemble together.
那里有一个呼召，叫那个城里的人聚集在一起。
To discuss and to decide on some definite matter.
他们要聚集在一起，要来讨论一些重要的事。
And this is called ecclesia.
他们就叫这个做 ecclesia.
You find this is used in Acts chapter 19.
你在使徒行传第十九章就找到这个。
In chapter 19, verse 39.
在使徒行传第十九章第三十四节。
You remember there was a turmoil in the city of Ephesus.
你看见在哪里？在以弗所那个城里就产生了很大的混乱。
And people gathered together.
有些人就聚集在一起。
And there was such a confusion.
那里起了一个很大的扰乱。
Until.The that is in Acts chapter 19.
我们来看《使徒行传》第十九章。
Until the town clerk quieted the crowd.
只等到那个城市里面的人叫那个城的人安静。
And then in verse 39.
在第三十九节。
But if ye inquire anything concerning other matters, it will be settled in the regular assembly.
三十九节说，那里说，你们若问别的事，就可以照常例聚集断定。
And the regular assembly is the regular ecclesia.
所以这里讲到的照常例聚集就是 ecclesia 这个字。
So it is the time when the citizens assemble to discuss a certain matter.
所以就是这一段的市民，他们聚集在一起，要来讨论一些事。
And then you'll find in the Septuagint, that is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible.
然后你又看见在希腊文翻希腊在翻那个希伯来文的圣经里面。
In the Old Testament, you'll find that word is used as the summon of the children of Israel together.
你就发现这个教会的名词就是当以色列的子民被聚集在一起的时候，就用这个字。
And that is ecclesia.
就是 ecclesia 这个字。
And also you find in the book of Acts chapter 7.
在使徒行传第七章。
Verse 38.
第三十八节。
You find that the children of Israel was called the assembly, the ecclesia in the wilderness.
以色列的子民就被提到，就是那个在旷野里被聚集的子民。
So this word, when it is applied to the church,
所以当 ecclesia 这个字应用于教会的时候，
it means the gathering together of God's people.
就意思就是说神的子民聚集在一起。
It is used to include all God's people.Throughout the centuries.
那是包括历世历代以来神的子民。
From the first century to our time.
从头一个世纪直到今天我们这个时间。
All those who are called out gathered together.
所有被呼召出来的都聚集在一起。
And that is the ecclesia, the church.
这就是教会。
And sometimes it is used in a local way.
有的时候是应用于地方的教会。
When God's people in a certain locality are assembled together, that is the ecclesia.
当神的子民在某一个地方聚集在一起的时候，那个就是教会。
So by the very word ecclesia,
所以教会这个字
，we know that it refers to a people.
乃是指说一般的人。
It does not refer to a building.
不是只做一座的建筑物。
You know, today we say we go to church.
今天我们说我们去教会。
Now, what do you mean by go to church?
你去教会是什么意思呢?
It means that you are going to a building that is set apart for religious activities.
是不是你到一个地方是用来做一些某一些宗教的活动的呢?
But that is human concept.
这是人的思想。
The divine concept of the church refers to the people.
但是神对教会的思想乃是只做一般的人。
It does not refer to a building.
不是说一座的建筑物。
It refers to a people.
乃是只做一般的人。
Not just all the people.
不是所有的人。
It is a people that have been called out.
乃是一般被呼召出来的人。
Out of every tribe, every tongue, every people, every nation.
从各族各方各民里面被呼召出来
out of the world
从世界里面
God has called a people unto himself
神为自己呼召了一般的人
therefore you find in Acts chapter 15 verse 14
所以你看见在使徒行传第15章第14节那里
it is a people called out of the nations
乃是说神从列国里面呼召一般人出来
and these people that were called out they assemble together
这些被呼召出来的人他们聚集在一起
and that is ecclesia
这就是教会
so this is the meaning of the word ecclesia
所以这就是教会的意义
now in 1 Corinthians chapter 12
在哥林多前书第12章
we find thatIn verse 12,
在哥林多前书第12章12节
For even as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of the body being many are one body, so also is the Christ.
就如身子是一个却有许多肢体而且肢体虽多人是一个身子基督也是这样
You know, this is a very strange verse.
你知道这是一个很有趣的很有趣的一节的圣经
Because when you read this verse
因为当你读这一节圣经的时候
Even as the body is one and has many members
就如身子是一个却有许多肢体
You know there is one body
你知道有一个身体
But this one body is made of many members
但是这个身体乃是用许多肢体做成的
But even though there are many members there is only one body
但是肢体虽多却是一个身子
Now we know what this refers to
我们知道这是指着什么说的
It refers to the church
乃是指着教会
Because that is what the church is
因为这就是教会
The church is the body of Christ
教会就是基督的身体
The church is composed of many members
教会是许多肢体所组成的
We mentioned last time that on the day of Pentecost
上次我们已经提过了在五旬节那一天
There was 120 believers.
有120个信徒。
They gathered together in that upper room.
他们聚集在耶路撒冷的小房子。
And they were there praying and waiting for 10 days.
他们在那里一同祷告等候有十天的时间。
And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
在五旬节的那天圣灵就降临到他们身上。
And in one spirit, they were baptized into One body.
他们就在一个，他们就被一个圣灵浸成一个身体。
That is what happened on the day of Pentecost.
这就是在五旬节那天所发生的。
Before the day of Pentecost, you find 120 believers.
在五旬节以前，你看见有120个信徒。
Yes, they gathered together.
是的，他们聚集在一起。
But it is a congregation of 120 members.
但是只不过是一个有120个会员的聚会。
When they were together, there was a congregation.
他们在一起的时候就有一个聚会。
But after they scattered, they were each on their own.
但是如果他们被分散的话，他们就变成120个单独的人。
There was no organic relationship.
他们没有一个有生机的关系。
But on the day of Pentecost, a tremendous, a marvelous thing happened.
但是在五旬节那天有一个很伟大很稀奇的事情发生。
These 120 believers became 120 members of one body.
这一百二十个信徒就变成了一个身体里面的一百二十个肢体。
Now this is very different from a congregation of 120 members.
这跟一个有一百二十个会员的教会有极大的不同。
Because a congregation of 120 members is an organization.
因为有一个一百二十个会员的聚会不过是一个组织。
But a body with 120 members is an organism.
但是一个有一百二十个肢体的身体乃是一个有机体。
So you find that there are many members but one body.
所以你看见有许多的肢体却是只有一个身体。
One body but many members.
一个身体却有许多的肢体。
So if we are writing the scripture,
所以如果我们要写圣经的话
we say, so also is the church.
我们就说教会也是这样。
But strangely, you find the Holy Spirit uses different words.
但是很奇妙的，你就看见圣灵用不同的言语。
He says, "So also is the Christ."
他说，基督也是这样。
Now we say, "Christ is not like that."
我们就说，基督不是那样。
But it is said, "So also is the Christ."
但是这里圣经是说，基督也是这样。
Now people who know Greeks tells us.
认识希腊文的人告诉我们
There is a difference between Christ and the Christ.
他们就说基督和哪基督是有不同的
When the scripture used Christ,
当圣经说到基督的时候
It refers to the personal Christ.
乃是讲到基督的个人
But when the scripture used the Christ,
但是当圣经讲到哪基督的时候
It refers to the body of Christ with Christ as the head.
乃是讲到基督的身体是基督做元首的。
So here you find, so also is the Christ.
所以这里说哪基督也是这样。
Now brothers and sisters,
那么弟兄姊妹们,
what is the church?
什么是教会呢?
The church is the Christ.
教会就是哪基督。
The church is Christ in his corporate expression.
教会就是基督身体的彰显。
We know that when Christ came into this world,
我们知道当基督来到这个世界的时候,
the word became flesh,
道成了肉身,
and tabernacle among men,
住在人的中间,
full of grace and truth,
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
The Son of God came into this world.
神的儿子来到世上
and took upon himself the form of a man.
他取了人的形象。
He is Jesus.
他是耶稣。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
But then after he ascended,
但是当他升天以后
the Holy Spirit came down.
圣灵就降下来。
And then you find the head, Christ, took upon himself another body.
你就看见这个头基督就取了另外一个的身体。
Not that body that he got from Mary.
不是他从玛利亚所得着的那个的身体。
But that body that was formed by the baptism with the Holy Spirit.
那是借着圣灵的洗礼产生的身体。
So he took upon himself a corporate body.
所以他就取了一个身体。
And that corporate body is the church.
这个身体就是教会。
That corporate body is the Christ.
这个身体就是哪基督。
Now why do you call the church the Christ?
所以我们为什么叫教会做哪基督呢?
Because actually it is Christ himself.
因为实在就是基督的自己。
You know, when you look at the church,
你知道当你看教会的时候,
outwardly you see many members.
在外面你看见许多的肢体。
You see this brother,that sister.
你看见这位弟兄那位姊妹。
You see this believer and that believer.
你看见这一位的信徒那一位的信徒。
And these believers, they gather together in the name of the Lord Jesus.
这些的信徒他们奉主耶稣基督的名聚集在一起。
But inwardly,
但是在里面呢
，It is not this brother or that sister，
而不是这一位弟兄哪一位姊妹。
It is Christ in that brother and Christ in that sister，
乃是基督在那一位弟兄里面，基督在哪一位姊妹里面。
It is Christ dispersed among his people and gathered together into one。
乃是基督分布在每一个的肢体里面，又聚集成为一个。
So it is Christ in his corporate expression.
所以这就是基督在他身体里的彰显。
Let us use an illustration.
让我们用一个用一个说明。
You know, we gather together to break the bread.
你知道我们聚集在一起擘饼。
Now that bread, one loaf.
你知道这个饼只有一个饼。
Before we break it,
在我们还没有把它拨开的时候，
that one loaf represents the personal body of Christ.
这个饼就代表了基督个人的身体。
How he took upon himself a body.
他怎么取了一个肉身？
And in that body, he accomplished the work of redemption.
在这个身体里面，他就成了，做成了救赎的工作。
And that body was broken for us.
这个身体为我们被剥开了。
His body is broken for you, is broken for me.
他的身体为你，为我被剥开了。
That is what the bread represents before it was broken.
这就是饼被剥开以前所代表的。
Now after we have each taken a part of that loaf.
当我们每一个人都剥开一块饼领受了以后，
When we finish the breaking of bread,
当我们剥饼聚会完了以后，
You do not see the bread on that plate anymore.
你就不看见饼在盘子里面了。
It has now been scattered in all of us.
这个饼就分散在我们每一个人的里面。
There is a bit in you and there is a bit in me.
有一部分在你的里面，有一部分在我的里面。
But do you know, when God looked down from heaven,
但是你知道当神从天上看下来的时候，
He still sees one loaf.
他只看见一个饼。
Because he said, one loaf, one body.
因为他说一个饼一个身体。
That is 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
这就是哥林多前书第十章所说的。
Even though we are many,
我们虽然是许多，
yet we are one loaf, one body.
我们仍是一个饼一个身体。
So after we have broken the bread, where is the loaf?
所以饼被剥开以后，那个饼在哪里呢？
The loaf is still there.
饼还是在哪？
But it is in us.
只不过是在我们里面了。
And God looks down from heaven and he sees that loaf.
神从天上看下来，他还是看见一个饼。
It is Christ.
就是基督。
It is Christ in all of us.
就是基督在我们众人里面。
Let me use another illustration.
让我用另外一个比方。
I try to make it very simple so we can understand.
我要说的非常的简单，叫我们都能够明白。
Now suppose,
比方说
today,
今天
on this earth,
在这个世上
there are only three believers.
只有三个的信徒。
Suppose we say these three believers are Peter, John, and James.
假如我们说这三个信徒就是彼得、雅各和约翰。
Now if you look at each one of them,
你如果看他们每三个个人的话，
You find that they can be considered as the best of all the believers.
你就可以说他们还是信徒里面最好的。
Suppose you have only Peter, John, and James.
假如说我们只有彼得、约翰和雅各的话，
Well, these three come together.
这三个人聚在一起。
Do you call this the church?
你能不能够叫这个是教会呢？
You have Peter,
你有彼得。
You have John,
你有约翰。
You have James,
你有雅各。
And you put them together,
你把他们放在一起。
And so now we have the church.
那你现在说，你说我们现在有教会了。
Now if that's the church,
如果这就是教会的话，
You will have lots of problems.
那你就有很多的难处了。
Because you remember that among the disciples, they are all struggling and all pouringSaying who is the greatest.
因为你记得门徒都一直在争论 谁是最大的。
Peter always wants to be the first.
彼得总是要做头的。
Whenever there is opportunity, you find he is the spokesman.
如果一有机会的话，你就看见彼得就是那个发言人。
He wants to be the head of the three.
他要做三个里面的头了。
And yet you find John and James, they are brothers.
你看见约翰跟雅各他们是兄弟。
So when they join hands together against Peter, Peter is the minority.
如果他们合伙的话，那么彼得就是少数了。
And you remember when our Lord Jesus was on his way to the cross,
你知道
to Jerusalem.
当耶稣要到耶路撒冷钉十字架那个时候，
how John and James asked their mother to come to the Lord Jesus.
你记得约翰跟雅各就叫他们的母亲来跟耶稣说了。
Because their mother is our Lord's aunt.
因为他们的母亲肉身来说就是我们主耶稣的舅母。
You know, these disciples, they have been fighting all these times as who is the greatest.
你知道门徒们都一直在争论谁是最大的。
But they cannot settle this question.
但是呢，他们不能够做决定。
So now John and James try to get hold of the last opportunity.
所以约翰跟雅各就要来把握这个最后的机会。
Because they thought the Lord was going to Jerusalem to be crowned as king.
因为他们以为主耶稣要到耶路撒冷要 被关做王。
So that was the last opportunity.
所以这是最后的机会了。
Who will sit on his right and on his left?
谁会坐在他的左边，谁会坐在他的右边。
So they asked their mother to come and plead for them.
所以他们就叫他们的母亲来带他们向主耶稣说话。
Now if the church is these three people.
如果教会就只是这三个人的话，
you will find there will be constant quarreling.
你就看见就会有不停的争论。
Because everyone wants to be the greatest.
因为每一个人都要做最大。
You know, Peter is very impetuous.
你知道彼得是非常的强硬的。
He is a quick-tempered person.
他是一个脾气很急的。
Very outspoken.
他是很说话很粗的。
And John and James, our Lord Jesus called them sons of thunders.
约翰跟雅各呢，主耶稣叫他们做雷子。
Are you afraid of thundering?
你怕不怕打雷呢？
And in the scripture, you find they thunder from time to time.
在圣经里面，实在你看见他们有的时候实在是打雷的。
And when the Samaritans did not receive the Lord Jesus.
当撒玛利亚人他们不接受耶稣的时候，
they came to the Lord and said, Lord, do you want us to pour fire from heaven and burn them up?
他们就问主耶稣说，你要不要我们叫火从天上降下来呢？
And so if you have these three together, you will have lots of thunders and lots of lightnings.
所以如果这三个人聚在一起的时候，你就看见打雷响电实在是很多的时候。
There will be no peace.
实在没有平安的。
But say, well, that is not the church.
所以你说这不是教会。
The church is Christ in Peter, plus Christ in John, plus Christ in James, equal the church.
教会呢乃是基督在彼得里面，基督加彼得，基督在约翰，加基督在雅各的身上，这三样加起来就等于基督了。
Now that is the church.
那这就是教会。
Is it right?
对不对呢？
No.
不对。
What is the church?
什么是教会呢？
The church is the Christ in Peter minus Peter.
教会呢是基督在彼得里面减去彼得，
plus Christ in John minus John，
加基督在约翰里面减去约翰，
plus Christ in James minus James，
加基督在雅各减去雅各。
That equals the church，
相等于基督，
so this,
相等于教会。
So this is the Christ，
这就是哪基督。
You know the problem with the church today，
你知道教会的难处在什么地方呢？
It's because there are Peter, James and John.
因为哪里有彼得，有雅各，有约翰，有雅各。
No matter how spiritual they are, there is still the flesh there.
不管他们是多属灵，总是有他们的肉体。
And they may bring Christ in, but at the same time, they bring themselves in.
他们可能带进基督，但是同时呢，他们也带进他们的自己。
And because they bring themselves in, therefore they spoil the church.
因为他把他们自己带进来了，他们就把教会破坏了。
So the cross has to work in each one of us.
所以十字架是要在我们每一个人的身上工作。
It is true, it is Christ in me.
是真的，基督在我的里面。
But the cross has to work in my life.
但是十字架需要在我的生命里面工作。
To cross out me.
要把我打他。
Then what is there?Is Christ Himself.
那么剩下的就是基督。
So you find the church is called the Christ.
所以你看见教会就是哪基督。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
how often we think the church is just the assembly of God's people.
多少时候我们想到教会，我们就想到神的儿女们聚集在一起。
Now why is it we have so much problem?
那为什么我们有那么多的难处呢？
We have so many difficulties.
我们有这么多的困难呢？
We have one Christ.
我们有一个的基督。
The Christ in you is the same as the Christ in me.
在你里面的基督和在我里面的基督是同样的。
Why are we divided?
那为什么我们是分开的呢？
Christ is not divided.
基督不是分开的。
It's you and me that are divided.
是你和我是分开的。
We divide.
我们是分开的。
So we have to be under the cross.
所以我们需要在十字架之下。
Only when we come under the cross.
只有当我们来到十字架的下面。
Then when we assemble together.
那当我们聚集在一起的时候。
Christ will be manifested.
基督就能够被彰显。
And there will be no division, there will be no problem.
那里就没有分裂，那里就没有难处。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, so also is the Christ.
所以哥林多前书十二章十二节那里就说到，那基督也是这样。
Let's reinforce this.
我们再加强来说一点。
You know, Luke, he wrote two books.
你知道路加写了两本书。
The first discourse is the Gospel according to Luke.
第一本书就是路加福音。
And the second discourse is the book of Acts.
第二本书就是使徒行传。
Now we read in the first chapter of the book of Acts.
在使徒行传第一章那里我们刚才读过。
Luke said, I composed the first discourse, O Theophilus.
使徒行传第一章第一节，提亚菲罗啊，我已经做了前书。
Concerning all things which Jesus began both to do and to teach.
论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的。
We know that the first discourse referred to the gospel according to Luke.
我们知道这里所说的前书乃是指作路加福音而说的。
We do not know who this Theophilus.
我们不知道谁是提亚费罗。
But we know that the very name means the lover of God.
我们知道提亚费罗这个名字的意思就是说爱神的人。
So the Gospel of Luke is given to the lovers of God.
所以路加福音是为着爱神的人而写的。
And that is the first discourse.
这就是头一本书。
Now, what did he write in that first discourse?
那么他对头一本书写了什么呢？
He said, all things which Jesus began both to do and to teach.
他说论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的。
So the Gospel of Luke records the teaching and the doing of our Lord Jesus.
所以路加福音乃是讲到耶稣的所行所教训的。
When our Lord was on earth for 33 years,
主耶稣在世上有三十多年，三十三年。
What he did and what he taught are recorded in the first discourse.
他所做的，他所教训的，就在前书里面记载了。
He did and he taught in that body that he received from Mary.
他所行所教训的乃是借着他从玛利亚所带着的身体行的。
But you notice Luke said in the first discourse I only record all things which Jesus began both to do and to teach.
但是你留意啊，路加在这里所说，我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行所教。
In other words, what he wrote in the Gospel of Luke refers only to the beginning of what the Lord does and teaches.
换句话说，他在路加福音所记载的，只不过是耶稣所行所教训的开头。
Then he wrote the second discourse.
然后他就写了第二本书。
Now outwardly we see that it is the Acts of the Apostles.
从外面来看，我们就说那是只做使徒行传的。
As a matter of fact, even when you refer the Book of Acts as the Acts of the Apostles, is not very correct.
实在来说，如果你说使徒行传乃是说到使徒们的行传的话，那是不正确的。
Because actually you find the first part of the book of Acts is mainly the Acts of the Apostle Peter.
因为使徒行传的开头只是主要是讲到彼得的行传。
And the latter part of the book of Acts is the Acts of the Apostle Paul.
后面的大部分乃是讲到保罗的行传。
So we say this is not the Acts of the Apostles.
所以我们就说这不是使徒行传吗？
You know, in the original, there is not that title there.
你知道在原文并没有这一个的题目。
Now, what is the book of Acts?
这什么是使徒行传？
The book of Acts recalls the 33 years of the history of the early church.
行传乃是讲到教会开头的几十年。
And from the day of Pentecost,
从五旬节那天开
始。In Jerusalem,
在耶路撒冷
until Paul was in Rome for 2 years,
直到保罗在罗马有两年的时间
as a prisoner,
做一个囚犯
so it covered roughly also about 30 some years.
所以那里大概有三十多年的时间
It is the history of the early church.
那就是教会初期教会的历史。
Now what is it?
那是什么呢？
It is what the risen Lord continued to do and to teach in His corporate body.
这就是圣天的主耶稣还是借着他的身体所行所教训的。
The Lord is still doing things.
主还是在做事。
He is still teaching.
他还是在教训。
But instead of doing and teaching in His personal body.
不再是他个人的身体而做了。
Now as the risen head,
那现在呢？他是那个升天的元首。
He is now doing and teaching in a corporate body through the Holy Spirit.
他现在呢，乃是在他团体的身体里面来行事、来教训，借着圣灵而工作。
So that is the Book of Acts.
这就是行传。
And all the books in the Bible.You have endings.
所有在圣经里面的书都有一个的结尾。
But this book of Acts has no ending.
但是行传呢没有结尾。
Because you find Paul was in Rome.
就你看见保罗在罗马。
In his rent house.
他住了一座的房子。
And there he was preaching the kingdom of God and teaching Christ Jesus.
在那里他传讲耶稣传讲天国
And you wonder what happened next
你就稀奇说那后面发生了什么事呢
There was no ending
没有结尾
Because the Acts continues on
因为行传是继续的
Our Lord Jesus the head in heaven is still teaching and doing in his corporate body by the Holy Spirit
我们的主耶稣在他是在天上的元首他今天还是借助他团体的身体经过圣灵继续的行事和教训
A new chapter is being written today
今天乃是新的一章
It will continue on until the second coming of our Lord Jesus
这要继续只等到主耶稣第二次的降临
So brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹们
What is the church?
什么是教会呢
The church is the Christ
教会就是哪基督
The church is the body of Christ
教会就是基督的身体
And in that body The risen Lord continues to do and to teach
在这一个的身体里面升天的主耶稣，他继续的行事，继续的教训。
Until his work is done.
只等到他的工作完成了。
Now that is what the church is.
这就是教会。
And finally,
最后
what is the church?
什么是教会呢？
We know the letter to the Ephesians.
我们知道以弗所书
is a letter that reveals the mystery of the Christ.
乃是启示拿基督的奥秘的。
And that mystery is the church.
这个奥秘就是教会。
Now in the letter to the Ephesians,
在以弗所书那里
you find the Apostle Paul used various ways, various figures to describe the church.
你就看见使徒保罗用不同的方法来描述教会。
You know, when we talk about the church,
你知道当我们讲到教会的时候
We need something more tangible.
我们需要有一点比较实际的东西
Something that we already know.
是我们已经认识的
And by that we can understand what the church really is.
借着这些我们就能够明白什么是教会
As a matter of fact, all these figures.
实在来说这一切的形容
Are not the reality.
还不是那个实际。
But we consider these things as very tangible.
但是呢，我们认为这是很实际的。
They are understandable.
是我们可以明白的。
So Paul used these to describe the church.
所以吧
He said what the church is.
他就说什么是教会呢？
God has made Christ head over all things to the church.Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
就将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Here you see Christ. God has made Christ head over all things.
这里你看见神已经叫主做万有之首。
To the church, which is his body.
教会。是他的身体。
So first of all, you find Paul used the word body.
所以首先你看见保罗用身体这个词。
Now we all have a body.
我们都有一个身体。
So we understand what the body is.
所以我们就能够明白什么是身体。
Now what is my body?
什么是我的身体呢？
My body contains all the riches of my head.
我的身体呢，就装载了我头里所有的丰满。
And my body expresses all the thinking, all the will of the head.
我的身体呢，都彰显我头里面的思想。
That is the body.
这就是身体。
Now, brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹们
what is the church?
什么是教会呢？
The church is the body of Christ.
教会就是基督的身体。
It is the fullness.Of him who fills all and in all.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
In Colossians we are told,
在哥林多前书那里告诉我
们 all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ bodily.
神本性所有的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
And you are complete in him.
我们在他里面也得了完全。
Why? Because we are his body.
为什么呢？因为我们就是他的身体。
All the fullness of the Godhead.
神本性所有的丰盛。
This is beyond comprehension.
这是远超过我们所能够明白的。
God is so full.
神是那样的丰满。
Full of love.
是那样的满有爱。
Full of holiness.
那样的满有神圣。
Full of righteousness.
那样的满有公义。
Full of purity.
满有圣洁。
Full of power.
满有权
能 Full of authority.
满有权能
Full of everything.
是满有一切的。
All the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ.
神本性所有的丰满都居住在基督里。
And all the fullness of Christ dwells in his body, the church.
基督所有的丰满就居住在他的身体，就是教会的里面。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
all the fullness of Christ,
基督所有的丰满
which is the fullness of the Godhead,
那就是神性本有神本性所有的丰满
Now, this fullness is now in his body.
这个的丰满现在就在他的身体里。
So you see how rich is the church.
所以你看见教会是那样的丰满。
The church is the body that contains the unsearchable riches of Christ.
教会就是那个身体是呢装载基督呢不能够测量的丰满的器皿。
You know, the church we know today is so poor.
您看我们今天所认识的教会是那么的贫穷。
And it's so spiritually poor.
是属灵里面那么的贫穷。
And yet the church, according to the word of God, is tremendously rich.
然而按着神的话语教会是极其的丰富的。
Because it is the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
因为那是那充满万有者所充满的。
And not only being the fullness of Christ.
不单是他是有基督的丰满。
It is to express the glory of Christ.
他乃是要彰显基督的荣耀。
Just like my body.
就好像是我的身体。
My body is filled with the fullness of my head.
我的身体是充满了我的头里所充满的。
And it is the very expression of the glory of my head.
我的身体就是我头里荣耀的彰显。
And that is what the church is.
这就是教会。
Now this body of mine,
那我这个身体呢
It's a physical body.
这是一个肉身的身体。
It is temporal.
是暂时的。
It will disappear, very soon.
很快的就要不见了。
But that body of Christ.
但是基督的哪一个的身体
is eternal.
是永远的。
It will not pass away.
是不会过去的。
So which is more real?
所以什么是更实际呢
？Your body or the body of Christ？
你的身体呢，还是基督的身体
？The body of Christ is the true body。
基督的身体乃是那个真正的身体。
You remember our Lord Jesus say, "I'm the true vine."
你记得主耶稣说吗？我就是真葡萄树。
The vine that we see today actually is only a figure。
葡萄树我们今天所看见的不过是一个代表。
It is not a reality。
不是那个实际。
The real vine is our Lord Jesus。
真葡萄树乃是基督耶稣。
So the church as the body of Christ is not a figurative way of speaking。
所以当我们讲到教会是基督的身体的时候，不是一个用形容来说的说法。
It is not say the church is like.A body.
我们不是说教会好像是一个身体。
We say the church is the body.
我们乃是说教会就是基督的身体。
Because that is the reality.
因为这就是那个的实际。
Then if you read on,
如果你继续看下去。
In chapter 2,
第二章
verse 15,
第十五节。
Having I know the enmity in his flesh, the law of commandments and ordinances, that he might form the two in himself unto one new man.Making peace.
第十五节，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借助自己造成一个新人，而此便成就了和睦。
We know that in the old creation,
我们在旧造的里面
，there are many divisions, distinctions.
那里有许多的不同，有很多的分别
，many differences.
很多的不同。
There are differences in race.
有不同的族类。
There are differences in culture.
不同的文化。
There are differences in social status.
不同的在社会里面的地位。
Differences in age.
不同的年龄。
Differences in education or upbringing.
不同的教育，不同的文化。
And all the distinctions divide us.
这些的不同都叫我们分开的。
And of all the distinctions, two are the most severe.
在这许多不同的里面，有两样是最严重的。
The Jews and the Gentiles.
犹太人和外邦人。
The Jews consider the Gentiles as unclean.
犹太人看外邦人，他们说他们是不洁的。
As dogs.
好像狗一样。
And the Gentiles hate the Jews.
外邦人就恨犹太人。
You find that there was such division, war or partition between the Jews and the Gentiles.
你就看见在犹太人和外邦人的当中，实在是有间断的成。
They consider themselves as the chosen people of God.
他们犹太人看自己是神的选民。
And they consider the Gentiles as the outcast.
他们看外邦人是被丢弃的、弃绝的。
God is for them.
神是为着犹太人的。
Not for the Gentiles.
不是为着外邦人的。
You know, in the old days in the temple.
你知道在古时在圣殿的里面
The Gentiles can only go to the court of the Gentiles
外邦人只能够到外邦人的外院里面
And after the court of the Gentiles there was the court of the woman
然后在外邦人的外院以后 过了外邦人的外院就是妇人的院
And there are signs put there
那里就有一些的牌子
A Gentile should not crossThis line.
外邦人就不能够过这一条的界限。
If you cross the line, your life is in danger.
如果你过了这条的界限，你生命就有危险。
In other words, Gentiles are outcasts.
换句话说，外邦人是被弃绝的。
They will not eat with the Gentiles.
他们犹太人不会跟外邦人一同吃饭。
Completely separated.
他们是完全分开的。
And that partition is so strong that it cannot be broken.
这一个隔断的墙是那么的强，墙是不能够被摧毁的。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
On the cross of our Lord Jesus.
在主耶稣的十字架上。
He breaks down the wall of partition.
他就摧毁了中间隔断的墙。
He brings the Jews and the Gentiles together into a one new man.
他就把外邦人和犹太人带在一起成了一个新人
So you find the scripture said
所以你看见圣经那样说
There is neither Jews nor Gentiles
无论是犹太人不去是犹太人或者是希利尼人
Neither barbarians or Scythians
是化外人是希古利
Neither circumcised nor uncircumcised
受割礼的没有受割礼的
Neither the free nor bondman
唯奴的自主的
But Christ is all and in all
基督是一切又在一切之内
All the natural distinctions in the old creation were eliminated by the cross of our Lord Jesus
所有在旧造里面天然的分别都在十字架上被废掉了
We are now a new creation
我们现在是一个新造
Not only individually we are a new creation
不单是我们个人来说我们是一个新造
but corporately we become one new man
团体来说我们成了一个的新人
we become one new man
我们成了一个新人
it is all new
完全是新的
all the old distinctions have vanished
所有旧的分别已经过去
we are one new man
我们是一个新人
now this is the church
这就是教会
Therefore, there is not a Chinese church.
所以没有一个中国人的教会。
Nor a Canadian church.
没有一个加拿大人的教会。
There is only one church.
只有一个的教会。
In the world, you have Chinese, you have Canadians.
在世上，我们有中国人，我们有加拿大人。
But in the church, there is neither Chinese nor Canadians.
但是教会里面没有中国人，也没有加拿大人。
You have only Christ.
只有基督。
One new man.
一个的新人。
Now we know what a man is.
我们知道什么是一个人。
But we know the old man.
但是我们所知道的是旧人。
But now God has delivered us from the old man.
但是现在神已经把我们从旧人里面拯救出来。
And we are now one new man.
我们现在是一个新人。
Then you read on.
如果继续看下去。
You find in verse 19.
在第十九节
Chapter 2 verse 19
在以弗所书第二章第十九节
So then ye are no longer strangers and foreigners but ye are fellow citizens of the saints
这样你们不再做外人我和客旅是与圣徒同国是神家里的人类是人了
Now here you'll find we are no longer strangers and foreigners
这里说到我们不再是外人和客旅的
you know as a matter of fact
实在来说
after you believe in the Lord Jesus,
但你在你信了耶稣以后,
so far as the world is concerned,
就世界而论,
you become a stranger and a foreigner. Because God has delivered you out of this world. So in this world, we are strangers and foreigners. But in the church,
但是在教会的里面,
now you are no longer strangers and foreigners.
我们就不再是外人和客旅了。
We are fellow citizens of the saints.
我们是与圣徒同国的。
Christ has delivered us out of the power of darkness.
基督已经把我们从黑暗的权势里面拯救出来了。
And has translated us into the kingdom of the Son of God's love.
他把我们劝到他爱子的国度里面。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
what is our citizenship?
我们的国籍是什么呢?
You remember Philippians chapter 3 said our citizenship is in heaven.
腓立比书第三章来说, 我们乃是天上的国民。
We belong to that heavenly kingdom.
我们乃是属于天国的。
We are under the rule of our King Jesus.
我们乃是受我们的王就是主耶稣基督所管制的。
We are a holy nation.
我们是圣徒。
One nation.
是一个的国度。
Under God.
是在神底下。
We are fellow citizens.
我们是与圣徒同国的。
Now is that true with us?
这对我们是不是真的呢?
You know, in this world you have all kinds of nations. And some will be citizens, and some will be strangers and foreigners.
有些人是公民, 有些人是外人和客旅。
You know, especially the people who migrate to this great nation.
特别是移民到这个国家的人。
Before you got your citizenship, you are an alien.
如果在你没有这种国籍以前, 你是一个没有国籍的人。
You cannot enjoy your citizenship.
你就不能够享有公民的权利。
And how you long to have that citizenship.
那你那么渴望能够得国那个公民的权利。
But brothers and sisters, do you know one thing?
但是弟兄姊妹,
you know, sometimes you try to be a citizen of Canada, it is pretty hard.
有的时候你要申请做加拿大的公民, 是一件不容易的事。
But thank God you have your citizenship in heaven.
但是感谢神, 我们已经是天上的国民。
By believing in the Lord Jesus, you become a citizen of heaven.
因为我们相信主耶稣基督, 我们就成了天上的国民。
And now you shall live under the rule.
那现在我们乃是受天上的法律所管制。
And when you meet another believer, we are fellow citizens.
当你遇见另外一个信徒的时候, 你就知道你是与他是同国的。
We have the same right, we have the same responsibility.
我们有同样的权利, 我们有同样的义务。
That is what the church is.
这就是教会。
And then fourthly,
第四,
you find in the same verse,
在同一节里面,
he said, and of the household of God.
是神家里的人了。
We belong to one family.
我们是属于一个家的。
The household of God.
就是神的家。
In this world, you have your household, I have my house.
在这个世上, 你有你的家, 我有我的家。
But thank God, he has delivered us and bring us together and make us one big house.
但是感谢神, 他已经拯救了我们, 叫我们能够成为一个同事在一个家的家里的里面。
Our family is the largest family in the world.
我们的家乃是世上最大的家。
Our father is God, our elder brother is our Lord Jesus.
我们的父就是神, 我们的长兄就是主耶稣。
And we are all brothers and sisters.
我们都是彼此做弟兄做姊妹的。
Because we belong to the same family.
因为我们是属于同一个家的。
And you know, in a family,
你知道在一个家里面,
the thing that impresses people is love.
叫人印象最深的就是爱。
As God loves us and give us His only begotten Son.
神爱我们，把他独生子赐给我们。
Make us members of His family.
叫我们能够成为他家里的成员。
Christ loves us and gave Himself for us.
基督爱我们，为我们舍命。
Therefore, we need to love one another.
所以我们也需要彼此相爱。
As He has loved us, so let us love one another.
好像主怎样爱我们，让我们也彼此相爱。
He loves us and gave Himself for us.
他爱我们，为我们舍己。
And we need to love our brethren and give ourselves to our brethren.
我们也需要爱我们的弟兄，为我们的弟兄舍命。
That is what the church is.
这就是教会。
Now, unfortunately, today you find because the church is institutionalized.
很不幸的，你今天所看见教会不过是一些的组织。
You go to an institution.
你只不过是去到一个的建筑物。
And you find law everywhere.
你就看见有很多的条例。
And it is not love.
不是爱。
But you go to a family, you find it is love.
你到了一个家，你所经历的就是爱。
So may we learn to love one another as He has loved us.
所以主怎样爱我们，让我们学习彼此的相爱。
And there's another thing.
还有一件事
In verse 22,
第二十二节
In whom ye also are built together for a habitation of God in the Spirit.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
What is the church?
什么是教会呢？
The church is a habitation of God in the Spirit.
教会就是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
You know, God wants to dwell among His people.
你知道神喜欢住在他的子民当中吗？
We are His dwelling place.
我们就是他的居所。
And because God is holy.
因为神是圣洁的。
Therefore, we must be holy.
我们也必须是圣洁。
Because the holy God cannot dwell in an own place.And holy habitation.
因为圣洁的神不能够居住在一个不圣洁的居所。
So we need to be holy because He is holy.
所以我们需要是圣洁的，因为神是圣洁的。
And this habitation is built with living stones.
这个居所乃是用活石所建造的。
We are living stones.
我们是活石。
And the Spirit of God will build us together.
神的灵会把我们建造在一起
That we will become the habitation of God.
叫我们能够成为神的居所
One living stone is not a habitation.
一块的活石不是一个居所
Many living stones piled together is not a habitation.
许多的活石堆在一起也不是一个居所
But all these living stones are organically built together.
但是这些的活石乃是有生机的关系的。
There is your place in that house.
在这个的家里面有你的一份。
There's my place in that house.
也有我的一份。
And we are all related together.
我们都被连在一起的。
And built up together in love.
我们在爱里同被建造。
And God can dwell among His own.
然后神就能够居住在他的子民当中。
The church is the resting place of God.
教会就是神所安息的地方。
And then if you read on to chapter 5,
如果我们继续来看第五章
What the church is?
什么是教会
The church is the wife of Christ.
教会就是基督的心腹。
Today the church is the body of Christ.
今天教会是基督的身体。
When that body is fully grown,
当这个身体是长成的时候
Then Christ will come back and claim this body as his bride.
基督就回来他要这个身体做他的心腹
And there will be an eternal union.
这里就有一个永远的联合
We will be united with him for eternity.
我们就要永远的与基督联合在一起
And this is what the church is.
这就是教会
That's the reason why we have to grow.
这就是为什么我们需要长大。
Because if we do not grow,
因为我们不长大的话
if we are not matured,
如果我们不成熟的话
how can we be the bride of the Lamb?
我们怎么能够成为羔羊的信徒呢？
He is waiting for us to be matured.
他在等待我们，等待我们成熟。
And then he will come and claim us as his bride.
然后他就要来，他要接我们做他的信徒。
And then finally in chapter 6.
最后在第六章
you find that the church is a spiritual warrior.
你就看见教会就是一个属灵的战士。
God has a work to be done.
神有一个工作是要完成的。
But there is the enemy.
但是在这里有仇敌。
Resisting God.
来抵挡神。
Christ has overcome on Calvary's cross.
基督在哥哥大的十字架上已经得胜了。
Now he calls his church to be a warrior.
现在他呼召他的教会要做一个战士。
To execute his will upon this earth in spite of opposition.
来在世上施行主的旨意，虽然有仇敌来抵挡。
So the church is to stand, withstand, and to stand.
所以教会需要站立，教会需要忍耐。
God's purpose is to be fulfilled through Christ in His church.
神的旨意乃是在基督里借着教会而完成的。
So you find the mission of the church is tremendous.
所以你就看见教会的使命是那样的伟大。
Now are we fulfilling God's mission?
那我们是不是完成了神所给我们的使命呢？
That is what the church is according to the word of God.
这就是神话语里面所讲到的教会。
As Christ is victorious.
基督是得胜的。
So the church is the church triumphant.
所以教会也是得胜的教会。
And we find today the church that we know today seems to be defeated.
今天我们看教会的话，教会好像被打败了。
And the church seems to be defeated on all sides.
在各方面都被打败了。
But if you see the church according to God's will,
但是如果你看见神心意里面的教会，
you find it is church triumph.
你就看见一个得胜的教会。
The gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
阴符的门不能够胜过他。
On the contrary, the church is to execute the will of God and fulfill God's purpose.
教会乃是要遵行神的旨意，叫神的心意得到满足。
To bring in the kingdom of God.
教会乃是要带进神的国度的。
This is what the church is.
这就是教会。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
may we really be stirred in our hearts.
让我们心里被主来跳晃。
Oh, that we may know this church.
叫我们能够认识这个教会。
That we may be part of that church.
叫我们能够成为这个教会的一份。
Active part of that church.
是一个活动的一份。
May the Lord deliver us from the church that we know today.
愿主拯救我们，脱离我们旧的对教会的认识。
And by His grace, He will bring us into the truth, the true church of God.
借助他的恩典，他能够把我们带进真正的教会。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
主啊，我们实在感谢赞美你，因为你的教会是永远的，你的教会是荣耀的，你的教会是得胜的。我们的主，我们今天看见地上教会的光景，实在是叫我们灰心丧胆。但是我们感谢赞美你，因为你的教会永远是荣耀的，永远是得胜的。主啊，求你拯救我们，脱离我们所看见的、所听见的，把我们救到你的旨意的里面，把我们救到你圣灵的工作的里面，好叫我们与你同心，与你同工。叫你的旨意能通行在地上，如同在天上一样。求你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。